first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Andrea Macon maintains her calm in the face of crisis.
As a child, I had difficulty recognizing true emergencies. In deference to better safe than sorry, I would approach everything as a 5-alarm fire requiring a blood-curdling scream. This didn't always go over very well with adults. My reactions improved when I was about 8. While playing near my house, my new puppy stuck her head in a culvert. I couldn't get her out and immediately erupted into tears and screamed for help. My mother, reacting as all mothers do when their children scream that way, came running out of the house in her bathrobe and slippers. Unfortunately, there was a hill, and her attire managed to tangle her up and fling her headfirst down the embankment. Although she was scratched and bloodied as she lay at the bottom of the hill, she immediately started looking for whatever horrible wound had caused my scream. I was, unfortunately, unscathed. After giving me that look, she limped to the dog and easily pulled her from the culvert. She also gave me a very long lecture on panicking. The next day, I was finally able to prove that I had learned my lesson. She was boiling hot dogs, had gotten distracted, and gone outside. I was in the house, and the smell of smoke drew me to the kitchen. There, the waterless burnt pan had erupted into flames. Very calmly, I walked outside to my mother, and in the quietest, most composed voice I could muster, informed her that the kitchen was on fire.
Andrea Macon is a writer living in Sutter Creek, California. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Mathilde Rand.